Welcome everybody. Shir number 1567. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Daif Ben Rabbanan Tzis. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. And the Rafu Shalema Yaakov Ben Sarah. Getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, of course we're learning halachas of Muksa, and we are in the category of Chasarin Kis. Muksa Machmas Chasarin Kis. The simon is the famous simon Shin Ches, and we are going through right now the Sefer Yetzer HaLachas, right? We mentioned this, Baruch Hashem, many Sfarim. The Sefer Klolim I mentioned a few times has actually four different Sfarim written, full Sfarim written on Muksa. So we'll try and get to some of the Sefer Klolim also as we go down the line, and of course the Dirshu, and so it goes, Baruch Hashem, a grace of Torah. So the Sefer Yetzer HaLachas, we finished off last time a very interesting thing which comes up sometimes. A person has Pesach Kelim, right? And let's say they have a Becher, whatever the case might be. And so it is an item which is allowed to be used, a Klisha Melachtai Leheter, right? As opposed to like a phone, which is a Klisha Melachtai Leiser, right? I don't want to mix it up. When we say Heter Iser, we're not talking about the category of Klisha Melachtai Leiser. We're talking about something that is usable on Shabbos. My phone I could never use on Shabbos, whether it's Chasarin Kis or not Chasarin Kis. If I have two phones, one is like I don't want anybody touching it no matter what, that could be Chasarin Kis. But if I have a phone that's like a Shmata phone, whatever, yeah, it gets thrown here, gets thrown there, whatever. But still on Shabbos, it's Muksa, right? It might not be Chasarin Kis, but it will be Klisha Melachtai Leiser for sure, right? But we'll talk about a phone. I don't want to get too much into it, but I'm explaining that is the distinction. But over here, it's something that is klisha melachta leheter, like a becher, a goblet, right? Or maybe cutlery or something along those lines. So let's say whatever the reason is, I want to pull out the Pesach dikka, something from there, a becher or whatever, or a certain fork I need, or fancy, let's say, fork or spoon, something that I'm allowed to use on Shabbos, right? But what do you mean? It's in the Pesach closet. It's klisha. It's set aside. How could you take it out? So, good, I'm not going to use it anymore. Pesach, from now on, it'll be chametz. Okay, that's not the issue right now. But the shaila is, you set it aside for Pesach. Now you changed your mind, so maybe I can use it. So, or maybe some clothing he mentions. We mentioned last year somebody has a special shirt, a special suit, a special skirt or blouse they wear only Yom Tov. I wear this only on Yom Tov. It's not Pesach. I only wear this on Yom Tov. So now, and I have it set aside in the closet. Sure, nobody touches it. Finishes my Yom Tov thicker blouse, my Yom Tov thicker pants, whatever. So now, what about comes Shabbos and I punk this Shabbos? You know what? I want to wear it. What do you mean? It's set aside for Yom Tov, so it's Muksa. No. So he says it's no problem. So he says, since that's what we mentioned last time, I just wanted to review it one more time. It's an important point. We went through it real quickly. Avomasha Adam Maksa Dava Midaitim Ibnei Sheikhadim Sheikhadai Nizmanim. The person sets it aside so for specific times during the year. Ein Zeh Nasa Muksa Mishum Kach. I would not make it Muksa because of the fact that it's a Kli Shemalachta Leheter. Okay, that's what we said. Like we said, the clothing that is set aside for Yom Tov, right? Vafilu Kelim Hamayuchadim LePesach. Even those Pesach Deke Kelim Nami Muteris B'Shabosais Shal Kol Yemoyis Hashanav LeMikre Muksa would not be considered Muksa Machmas Chasarin Kis. Okay, that's an important thing. Since it's not set aside for Iser on Shabbos. In other words, it's something that one is allowed to use on Shabbos. It's not I'm not, like we said last year, I'm not pulling out my mixer, right, or my grinder that I use, you know, that I can do. But that's also, that's Klisha Melachta L'Iser, right? Mixer, grinder, these type of things. Okay, so that's what he says. Dafka, so he brings commercial custom place for Shabbos, of Indian Dafka, Dover Shemalachta L'Iser. It's only when it's a Klisha Melachta, that is Dover, I shouldn't say Klisha Melachta L'Iser, but it's something that's used for Iser. And only then, like we said, the grinder, blender, whatever, so then it would be a separate thing. Oh, so now he says, or if somebody set it aside, shalei l'taltel klal, that it shouldn't be used at all. Kegoin shon kir, like v'chadoyma. So like we said also last time, that a person mamish sets it aside, that it's never used. Shalei l'taltel klal, it's never used. Finish, this thing is so expensive. I have a special watch, a chreisishvos, that was that's sentimental to me, and that's so expensive. Mamish, nobody's touching it ever. I'm never wearing it, never nothing. It's set aside in a special case somewhere in the wall unit. People could look at it, but that's about it. Never ever use. Okay, so then that's a special thing. He says, so then that would, like we said, that would be taka a problem of chasarin kis. So that's the point he's saying. Shleila taltalei klal, never ever, not Pesach, not Yom Tov, not never, right? But over here, the point is, what I want to say is that in the Pesach dishes, when that type of stuff, a person decides to take out something from the Pesach dishes, it's set aside for a specific time. The clothing for Yom Tov, specific time. But the person will use it. Comes Pesach, I use it the whole Pesach. I use this becher, the whole Pesach. I use these forks and knives, whatever, the whole Pesach. I use these dishes, the whole Pesach. It's not, I'm not setting it aside because it's who knows what, expensive, like, I don't know, whatever. But it's whatever, I use it for Pesach. So I put it in the Pesach closet, finished. Now it's Shabbos, I want to use it Shabbos, right? And like we said, the issue of chametz, right? I'll keep on using it Shabbos. It's not going to be my Pesach becher anymore, whatever. So that's the distinction over here. But when it's so expensive that I mamish lock it up, no, but nothing ever. So then that would be chasar in case. He just ends off one more interesting thing. That ends off in the middle of chen. Even somebody sets aside, let's say, which is a davar pasha, we could all understand. Mechol Shabbos oichlim b'shvil yom, oichlim b'shvil laila. Let's say they have specific food for nighttime, specific food for the daytime. Right, whatever the case might be, daytime, nighttime, that would not be a problem, right? I have, let's say, in the fridge specifically food that we're eating only Shabbos morning. We have guests coming, and mamish, this is choshev the kafu that I don't want anybody touching. Nobody could eat it. I set it aside for the guests for Shabbos morning. Now it's Shabbos by night, and then somebody decides, oh, it looks good. Let me take a little shtickle, you know, in the fridge. What do you mean? It's muksa. This food is muksa because this food is set aside for Shabbos by day for the guests. So the answer is no, it's not a problem because of the fact, again, it's just regular food. Food is not muksa, and I'm allowed to use it. You set it aside for Shabbos by day. Okay, very good. But it doesn't make it muksa per se where you can't touch it, you can't use it. He says you have the food that's set aside for the day, right? And that's foods that is also set aside for the light, for the nighttime. Nighttime, you don't have to worry about the food that was set aside in the morning. I can't touch it because it's mux. It's no problem. You can still touch it, move it, eat it, whatever you have to do. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha. Kol tuv.